This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Do you ever find yourself having a bit of a brain fade? You can't remember somebody's name, you make a silly mistake in your work, or you're in the middle of a conversation and you just suddenly lose track of what you're saying. What causes brain fog and how can we prevent it? Dr. Zach Turner is a medical professional with a keen interest in preventative healthcare, and he's got some ideas on how we can keep the brain fog at bay. Good morning, Dr. Zach.
Good morning.
What is actually happening when we experience a brain fade moment, Zach?
Well, this totally depends on both you and the circumstances that are around it, because there's a whole lot of different reasons that can cause it. I mean, we've all found ourselves having a bit of a foggy day after maybe a big night, or maybe you've done really well at the races, and you're a little bit foggy the next day. So alcohol can cause it, but a whole range of other things, from sleep, caffeine and of course the foods that we eat can be contributed towards the feelings of brain fog.
Okay, so that sounds like the root causes can be many and varied. But obviously being a sleep deprived mum seems like the obvious causes. But what are the other big ones?
Well, being a sleep deprived mum is a major form and a cause of brain fog. And one of the other parts of being a mother is actually a syndrome called baby brain. And it's actually, in fact, that when you are carrying a child and shortly after, you do experience loss of short-term memory, but you gain a whole lot of sort of empathy and love and affection and those sorts of changes neurologically for your child. Mm. On top of that, just being sleep deprived can cause a lot of brain fog, because when we're asleep, this is our body's chance to kind of detoxify the brain, which is always active. Our brains never kind of stop, and we need an adequate amount of sleep. And people say kind of around about 8 hours. Myself, I get about 6 or 6.5. So this isn't a hard and fast rule, but you need enough time that when you're waking up in the morning, you're kind of feeling refreshed and revived. Mm. Because that's the time that allows us to lay down the memories from the day before.
Mm, can't really remember that refreshed and revived feeling, to be honest. It's been a while. But what about the role of diet? That's something we can control. Can a good diet improve our mental performance?
100%. And for people who are having a diet where they're having a lot of processed, generally white grains, white pastas, and we call them high GI foods. So they're foods that give you a big spike of sugar really quickly, and these kind of lead you on that kind of roller coaster of lots of sugar back down to no sugar, lots of sugar back down to no sugar, which is why a lot of health professionals say, look, you should be eating low GI, or if you're going to be eating high GI foods, so when we say GI, I mean glycemic index, so if you're going to have foods that allow sugar to release into your bloodstream really quickly, often to combine that with some things that will slow that down. So either a couple of nuts, or if you're going to eat some fruit, often half an apple, but that's got a lot of sugar in it. So if you have a couple of nuts before you eat the apple, it'll actually slow the absorption of that into your bloodstream. So you'll actually have a slower and less of a peak and trough. Mm. Same can be said about coffee. So people who drink lots of coffee, this wakes you up, but then after about an hour, you kind of have this big dip again. And so people that have these big ups and downs throughout the day from sugar or from coffee for the most part will often suffer from brain fog when you're starting to come down, and especially when we call it troughing. So it's when you're kind of reaching the real the depths of the lack of sugar or coffee.
Yeah. What other tips can you give us to just improve concentration and memory in general?
So a few different things. So one, a lot of people don't think about brain training or warming up or exercising your brain. Mm. And there's been a fair few people that have looked at, a fair few studies looking at different ways in which you can warm your brain up. And this is often with crosswords or with Sudoku. It doesn't have to be a long time. It just has to be maybe before a big meeting or before a time where you're meant to be waking up a little bit.
So I can justify arriving at work and doing a crossword first.
For all shifts, the cryptic crossword that sits there for 3 days.
Dr. Zach told me, yeah, okay.
That this was good for work. So that's a great way, and certainly for people studying and for people that are going into an exam, this is a great way to go about it. Secondly, people that think, and a lot of people go and have a full coffee or have a big snack regularly, if you could actually break up those snacks. So I mentioned something like having some fruit and combining it with a couple of nuts, but say you break up your snack of a whole apple and a handful of nuts into maybe four or five snacks spread 30 or 40 minutes apart, you'll actually keep that sugar level and that absorption level going for a much longer period of time rather than kind of having the whole snack and being and peaking and then coming back down again. So lots of different ways, and I guess any time you're thinking of high sugar things, try and combine them with other products that will extend the life of that sugar.
Mm.
But a lot of people don't probably take into account the benefits of, we call them phytokines, but blueberries and raspberries and green leafy vegetables, those sorts of things with lots of colour, lots of dark greens, lots of purples and blues, they have a whole lot of nutritional value that helps to increase neuronal firing and the health of your brain as well. So perhaps swapping up a few blueberries with a couple of nuts throughout the day is a good thing, but I think a lot of the issue with this is that we think, oh my gosh, I'm eating something healthy, I can eat as much as I want, without actually taking into account that a punnet of blueberries or a couple of apples a day actually has a huge amount of sugar. Mm. It might have a lot of nutrition, it has lots of nutritious qualities, but it also has lots of sugar.
Mm.
So it's kind of combining those two things.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.